delegates. Let me now respond to various observations and queries related to women and children. On concerns raised regarding the status of the National Commission for Women and Children, as mentioned by the leader of delegation, it serves as an independent apex decision-making body focused on policy, regulation, monitoring, and reporting related to women and children. Its secretariat reports directly to the Commission on all matters concerning women and children. However, if the secretariat's present institutional arrangement affects the NCWC's ability to fulfill its mandate, the government may consider necessary actions to safeguard its functions. On gender-based violence, in recent years, Bhutan has taken significant steps to enhance GBV prevention and response. In 2020, the standard operating procedure for GBV was developed to clearly define multi-sectoral roles and responsibilities. More than 200 case managers and over 150 protection officers, both men and women, were trained in GBV case management. This effort included the creation of a comprehensive referral pathway, ensuring effective support for survivors. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we introduced online case management and emergency services, which provided critical support to 507 adult survivors, including 475 women. Furthermore, in 2024, 32 police officers received specialized training in GBV and sexual violence, and guidelines were developed for responding to GBV during emergencies. Bhutan also conducted a risk factor analysis on intimate partner violence and a study on the economic impact of violence against women and girls to inform future interventions. On child protection. On the child protection front, Bhutan has made significant strides with the introduction of the Child Protection Case Management SOP in 2021. This multi-agency framework trained over 250 case managers, ensuring consistent and professional support for children at risk. Moreover, the SOP for children in conflict with the law was revised and disseminated to over 700 stakeholders, furthering our commitment to child justice. Bhutan has established community service centers in 10 districts with plans to expand to the remaining 10 to provide local support for child protection cases. More than 11,000 individuals, including teachers, police officers, and health workers, have been trained in areas like anti-bullying, child justice, and trafficking prevention. The Royal Bhutan Police has also taken crucial steps in this domain, setting up 18 women and child protection units across the country. These units have handled 1,698 domestic violence cases and over 400 cases of sexual exploitation and abuse between 2019 and early 2024. On child labor, the Labor and Employment Act of Bhutan 2007 prohibits child labor. When cases arise, children are removed, assessed, and given support by child welfare officers and labor inspectors. Protection services include schooling or TVET opportunities, along with family assessments and interventions. Skilling and livelihood programs for parents are part of the integration process. On institutional strengthening and capacity building, institutional capacity building remains the cornerstone of our interventions with regard to child safety and welfare. Child safeguarding frameworks have been rolled out across all institutions. We introduced a diversion guideline and child justice training manual, which has been used to train over 300 justice sector officials. An SOP for anti-bullying mechanisms has been implemented in schools, and more than 200 police personnel have been trained in child-friendly procedures. Specialized training for police officers continues with a focus on providing compassionate and professional support for GBV survivors, while 58 officials have received training in child-friendly justice procedures. On amendments to the Marriage Act, the Marriage Act of Bhutan, enacted in 1980 and amended in 2009, prioritizes the best interests of the child in custody decisions, granting mothers custody of children under 9 unless the court identifies compelling reasons otherwise. To support these decisions, the National Commission for Women and Children has conducted over 30 expert assessments to help protect children's rights in courts. Recently, the National Assembly set the minimum marriageable age for females at 18, a measure now under deliberation in the National Council and scheduled for further discussions during the winter session. Additionally, the Penal Code of Bhutan reinforces protections by defining sexual relations with minors as rape, carrying strict penalties. Thank you very much.
Thank you, colleagues.